Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or you can check out our live coverage of Sunday's Oscars Awards Ceremony. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Russell from Durham, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Durham?
They're good. They're getting warmer. It was cold for a while.
Yeah, that's nice. What do you do there?
I'm a college student.
What do you study?
American Sign Language.
Oh, really? You're gonna be an interpreter? I always wonder, when people have done it for me, interpreted our shows, if the interpreters are like talking about us to the hearing impaired people, saying, "Don't worry, whatever he's saying, it's really not worth your time." In the meantime, want to hear a good joke? I mean, that's. Have you ever been tempted to do that, to do a little editorial commentary?
That would be a terrible breach of ethics.
What?
So you have to do that?
I didn't ask that. I asked you.
Obviously, it's a terrible
if
breach of ethics.
If you've been tempted to do it. I mean, occasionally you must be sign language, you're interpreting something really, really dull.
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody with a little more experience.
All right. Well, Russell, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here's your first limerick.
100-watt bulb made a squeezy cake, but fluorescence can just make a cheesy shake. We're no longer loving the pink plastic oven, because we cannot power the...
Can I hear it again?
You can.
Thanks.
He signed it as well.
Yeah.
100-watt bulb made a squeezy cake, but fluorescence just can't make a cheesy shake. We're no longer loving the pink plastic oven, because we cannot power the...
Easy Bake?
Easy Bake, yes! Yes! Big news this week for the iconic Easy Bake oven. High-watt bulbs will soon be banned in the toy in favor of greener lights, so Hasbro is making a new bulbless version, the so-called Easy Bake Ultimate Oven. It's powered by some kind of mystery heating element, not requiring a bulb. It promises to deliver the same kind of half-baked, inedible sea sponges that have been enjoyed by long-suffering parents for generations.
We had one when my kids were little, and the safety warnings on it were such that even your child was like, "Well, why would you have bought me that?
This will kill me."
There were so many, like, "Don't touch that," and "Don't touch that," and then it was like, there's a retractable 10-foot pole that you remove it with now, and
oh, it's terrible. All right, here is your next limerick.
High fashion is always a curse, and for men, the back pain will get worse. They'll wear it like Beckham, but bent spines will wreck them. They're injured from having a...
purse.
Yes. Over the last few years, men, especially in Europe, have given up the briefcase and adopted the man bag, or the man purse, or the merce. Big bags with straps that go over the shoulder. The problem is that men put in too much stuff. Their laptops, the phones, the last shreds of their manhood. For a solution, doctors recommend something smaller, like a darling little clutch purse. Dyed to match your hard hat.
There's never been a good way for men to carry stuff. There just hasn't.
Well, there is. There's the tank.
Yeah.
Get in the tank, put the stuff in the tank. That's manly.
I think the covered wagon worked out well.
That's true.
I mean, when you're walking, you can't walk a tank.
I'm trying to picture the last shreds of someone's manhood.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick, Russell.
I've kept feelings repressed for a while. Now I'm starting to taste my own bile. At work, I feign cheer, but the price is too dear. I'm sick because I'm faking a...
smile?
Right! No more Mr. Fake Nice Guy. According to this month's Academy of Management Journal, fake smiling is bad for you. Scientists tracked a group of bus drivers for 2 weeks, and drivers who fake smiled at customers were significantly unhappier than drivers who smile genuinely. An unhappiness leads to poor health.
I get, where did you get this study?
Yeah, because honestly, it's like, which came first, the smile or the happy?
It just confounds everything I've ever thought about being happy.
Yeah, I want to know where they got the bus drivers and how they did, how they could tell what was a real smile and what was a fake smile.
They got the bus drivers by waiting at bus stops. Eventually, they show up.
Mm. What?
How can they tell what's a real smile and what's a phony smile?
Well, you can tell. There's muscles that engage in a real smile that don't engage in a fake smile.
Ooh. Which ones?
The smile muscle.
The smile muscle, thank you. It took you all of 5 seconds to get to the end of my scientific knowledge.
Yeah, you are.
Carl, how did Russell do in our quiz?
Russell had 3 correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Well done, Russell. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having me.